Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
In the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. This is your Thursday night live edition of the program. Feels like Thursday morning to me, though, or maybe Friday morning. I just got up from a nap. I just took like a two-hour nap. I feel like ass. Oh my God. But it's Thursday. I'm here. I made some coffee, and I think I'm going to spend the first couple minutes of the show trying to wake my ass up. And if you want to call in and wake me up, the number 347-826-7667. If you want to join the conversation, get me up to speed on what I've missed today. It's been what a long day. Anyway, I am going to, I got to get settled in here. I need to take a couple sips of my coffee and we'll get this show started here in a second. It's Thursday, kids. Thursday night.
Wagon wheel.
said, she said, come on, come on. She said, why don't you come back to my house? She said, my husband's out of town. You know he's gone till the end of the month. Well, I was just so nervous, you know, I couldn't really quite relax. Cause I was never really quite sure when a husband was coming back.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the dude who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, it's Vince back with you. 347-826-7667 is the number. Join me. I need help. I'm still trying to wake up and I got some callers here. I think this might be Goofy Bone. What's up, Goof?
Oh, what's up, Vince? We fucking won today, homeboy.
Oh no shit. Oh, is it time for hockey with the Mexican?
I think it's time for hockey with the Mexican.
Oh damn. Let's bring it, kids. I said let's bring it, kids. All right, here we go. Hockey with the Mexican.
Skates away from Helm, dishes off to his right to Heatley, moves into the circle, goes to the backhand, turns on Helm, throws it back, here's White, shoots, score! What a rocket from the right point from Ian White! As he took the pass from inside the circle from a spinning Danny Heatley, he waited for a little traffic, wound up, and blasted it. Sharks 1, Red Wings nothing. That is a power play goal.
What a game. What a game.
That is Beckwith's sports right there.
And go Sharks, bitches.
To the right side of Jimmy Howard. Sharks win it. Couture gets it back. Heatley to Demers off his stick. Now he loses the puck to Hell. It's going to be a shorthanded breakaway for Hell. He moves in, he shoots. Great save by Miami on a shorthanded breakaway.
Y'all ready for this?
All I can say is the bra that's coming over tonight, I'm banging her fucking extra hard.
Oh, yeah.
Shark.
That's a shark.
Back into their own zone. Couture's line is on the ice. Couture, Flo, and Heatley, and they have played very well today. There's a long feed across the ice. Todorovin jumps up into the play, shoots on. He scores! How do you like that? Nicklas Vallin driving the puck toward the goal. It goes off of Howard, goes over the top of the shoulder, and falls into the net. That is Nicklas Vallin's first goal of the postseason, and it is a great one. It's his fourth of his NHL career, and it's the first one that's not in overtime.
Amazing.
It's time for Hockey with the Mexican.
Y'all ready for this?
Yeah, people. It's that time, Vincent and Bay. Let me bless you, wonderful listeners, with some hockey updates here at Hockey Central here in the wonderful city of Shark Town. Anyways, the Shark Tank, people, San Jose, California, it was packed to the gizzards, people, and I'm serious. Waving the orange towels at the little freebies that they give away over there. It was a hectic game, people. But Devin Setoguchi started it off with a power play goal assisted by Joe Thornton and Dan Boyle to start it off at 12 minutes and 20 seconds in the first period. And then at 19 minutes and 1 second, or actually, 19 minutes and 1 second into the first period, Logan Couture hit an unassisted goal to make it 2-0 at the end of the first. And then Hendrik Zetterberg scored with the assist by Vitali Fipola, I don't know how to say his name, at 13:10 in the second period, which made the game 2-1. And then in the third period, Patrick Marleau, he scored with assisted by Devin Setoguchi and Dan Boyle at 12:13 in the third period, which made it 3-1. And then just a couple seconds right after that, Detroit scored. Pavel Datsyuk assisted by Brad Stewart and Jonathan Erickson at 13:59 made it 3-2. And that was your game, people. It was live. It was hectic. If you want to hear how hectic it was, because, shit, it was crazy, go to blogtalkradio.com/goofy-bone and hear, the show that I just did, man. I was on my toes, people. It was scary, man. I'm telling you.
Were you simulcasting the game? Were you simulcasting the game on your show?
Yeah, I was, man. It was crazy. You gotta tune. When you get high, Vince, listen to it. I'm already getting emails saying that was so fucking funny. But
fuck, I'm sorry I missed it, dude. I was taking a nap. I took like a long ass nap. I slept through everything.
Hey, man.
Today.
Hey, but you know what? I added that clip, the sharks thing, because I love your work, Vince. I added that into a little clip that I added. Because, we've had so much we've had five playoff appearances against Detroit, and they're a team of dominance, people, but Sharks have always found a way to win. But I was afraid that Detroit was gonna get us back after all the years we slapped them, but shit. I guess we still got the upper hand, but yeah. Go Sharks, bitches. Now it's the battle of the waters. It's Vancouver Canucks versus the San Jose Sharks. It will be first game Sunday. I don't know the time. Check your local listings. And that's Hockey with the Mexican, people. Thanks, Vincent the Bay.
Fuck yeah. Right on, Goofy.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man.
And that Hockey with the Mexican is sponsored in part by Tecate. Not only can you be drunk and feel like a drunk Mexican, but you could go out and get a Tecate at your local liquor store. Go out and drink a 4-0 like me, because I'm fucking drunk right now waiting for a booty call because the Sharks did it. So now this chick's got to get it. And that's Goofy Bone, people. Hockey with a Mexican. Thanks again, Vincent DeBay.
Yeah, right on. the Mexican, everybody. We'll be right back. Call in 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Yeah, leave that in. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, cause don't it make my brown eyes blue. And that's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, that's good.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay, back with you. And the Mexican's still here with me. Goofy Bone and I are on the panel tonight. If you want to join myself and the Mexican, feel free to do so. We can chop it up about anything. I just saw this just out of the AtlanticWire.com. You know, I don't know, Goofy, if you remember, I mentioned this. It was a news item a couple of days ago. Some really obscure, small, little Orthodox Jewish newspaper in Israel.
Taking out the Clinton and that other chick in the picture.
Yeah, they photoshopped out this Jewish Orthodox newspaper. Photoshopped out the war room of that war room photo. All the females in that photo. When fucking Obama supposedly took down Osama bin Laden, they had that war room photo that was everywhere. And this little rinky-dink paper photoshopped out the women because they're whatever, they're fucking homos. So the Atlantic just found a newspaper that photoshopped out all the men. This is out of the Atlantic. Yes, the Situation Room was in fact just women, and they actually photoshopped in the guys. That's what really went down. So here, I'll paste that in the chat room there. There you go, kids. Enjoy that. Get a little dose of the truth mixed in with a little bit of urine mixed in with the sugar. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, shouts out to everybody in the chit chat room. Appreciate having you guys here. I'm talking about you, Debbie Daly, Evan Cosburn, Goofy Bone, John Brand, Melissa Hopkins, Metal Talk Radio, MILFtastic Originator, and Troy Shadow. Yes, welcome to the show. If you want to get in on the action, just give me a ring-a-ding. Don't be shy, folks. Debbie Daly, I know you must have an itch to do some talking because I just looked and saw you weren't even doing a show tonight. I had a long day today, and I got home and I passed out and took a nap. I fell asleep after the ghost show. I went on a walk today, this afternoon, and came back, listened to the end of the ghost show, and just passed out and literally just woke up like a half an hour ago. But I'm here. I got my coffee and in, and I sucked down a nice little binger of this super lemon haze. Shit is bomb. This is, you don't even need coffee with this. Seriously. My God. All right. Let's check the board here. Oh boy. Hey Mexican, you ready? He must be blowing on some. Blowing on a bleezy. Let's go to the phones. Looks like the Jew's here. Hey, what's up, Jew?
I've just suffered the Calogenesis show, where I tried to get him to stay on one topic, and he can't. He's all over the place. Why is it that people can't focus anymore?
I like Calogenesis. I think
I don't
what
dislike
might have happened.
Him.
I wasn't there. I wasn't there, so I can't tell you what happened exactly.
I don't dislike him. I just wish he would focus.
I had a perfectly good conversation where he was very focused a couple weeks ago.
Not
I went.
Tonight.
Okay, I'm not. Okay,
all
first
over.
Of all,
all
first,
over the
first
place.
Of all, first of all, you tend to have that effect on people, so it's not necessarily his fault. I think. All due respect, Jew, you do
he was
take
doing
people
it
off their
I
game
called.
A little bit. You take
he was
people
doing
off
it
their
before
game
I
a little
called.
Bit.
All I right, think... I do, but so what? He was all over the place before I called. I tried to focus him several times, and he cannot focus. He'll talk about the Fed, and then he'll talk about housing and something else in the space of 30 seconds. How can you have a conversation with somebody like that?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the scatterbrain mentality of most single-minded liberals to begin with, and a lot of conservatives, too, for that matter.
I understand that, but he's been doing radio for a long time. You would think he would learn to be able to focus on the topic.
I think you just take him out of his element.
I take everybody out of their element.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what
and
I do. So that's my.
Some people can roll with it better than others, and he. When was the last time you called into that dude's show?
Maybe a month ago.
Yeah, he wasn't ready for that. Come on.
He's doing a show, the Hate Calogenesis show. All his haters are supposed to call. So I don't hate him. I just wish he would focus and. I just wish he would focus. Shall we talk about, and I see Debbie's in your chat room, what did you think of that admission by one of the Skype assholes, probably an ex or present CIA agent, that they're funded by the Israeli government and AIPAC? What did you think of that?
I heard your little clip.
It's not a little clip. It's a clip.
It was
don't,
2 minutes
don't
long.
Diminish.
That's little.
Well,
that's little.
It's a,
2 minutes
it's a
long
clip.
Is little.
It doesn't need to be called a little clip. It's just a clip. It was a clip of him saying
that he was funded by
AIPAC and the Israeli government. Right. I think that's a pretty fascinating admission, don't you?
You want me to answer the question?
Yes.
I don't think they're funded by AIPAC. I think it's a lame attempt at subtle, dry humor by Snake. Okay.
No,
I don't think
no,
I didn't
no,
pick
you,
that for real
to,
at all.
You have to know the setup for why he said what he said. I'll give you the setup, and maybe you'll agree.
I heard the fucking setup. You should. You gave me, like, you gave me more context than I needed, to be honest.
You heard,
I heard it 20 minutes prior to that? Yeah, I heard the whole thing, man. I listened to the whole debate. You won, hands down. You were winning the debate anyway because he wasn't working with really any facts to begin with. And then, of course, there was the technical knockout, which he brought on that other guy, and that canceled out the thing, and you won fair and square. No, you know, I think you presented a better argument to begin with, and I honestly though was a little impressed. I was impressed with Snake. I thought he did a lot better than.
He was reading off of what would be considered a BTR teleprompter. because he couldn't have anybody speak. He probably had chat windows all over the place, because if you listen to him, he was all over the place. He would say one thing, and then he would say another, and it was just little snippets of info that amounted to nothing. So I don't think he was really – I think he was reading. And the reason that he went into that whole thing about how they're funded by AIPAC and they love Jews so much is because I – when he brought somebody on, I don't know who this idiot is, this Bruce whatever, Bruce with a Jewish last name, came on and said that he started – he was going to somehow peg me or put his thumb on top of me with some kind of talking about the Six-Day War. And all I did was, and I'll admit it, I took him I accused him of being an anti-Semite. He wasn't being an anti-Semite. But I said, how dare you bring the Jews into the 9/11 discussion, you anti-Semitic, self-loathing Jew. And I had everybody so flipped around with that that Snake came on and had to tell everybody how they love Jews. And not only do they love Jews, but, of course, they're funded by the Jews. Well, I thought the Skype assholes were just a bunch of guys that like to talk to each other all day. And now we find out they're funded. Funded for what?
Oh, oh my God, he paused. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes! All right, I got my show back. All right, I think the Mexican's here. Hey, Mexican, what's up, dude?
Fucking pause. I'm over here eating so much lunch. Fuck. Sorry, Vince.
All right, it's all right, dude. I'm going to leave your mic hot and just pipe in when you're ready. I got another caller here.
No. I'm ready right now. I want to apologize for hanging up. I don't know, for some oddball reason, my phone just...
It's all good. Dude, I don't take it... You know, I drop off of other shows for reasons all the time. You know, when I see people drop off, I don't take offense. Shit happens, you know? I have called into the ghost show before and just hung up randomly because, you know, I got to my destination while I was driving, while I was on the phone with them, and I had to go. You know, it's nothing personal. You just leave. And it's all good. But Jew, you're back. What's up?
Jew, I want to give you kudos because, you know, I was listening to that debate, and you're really on your A game, Jew. And, you know, I'm not here to, you know, make your head any more bigger than what it is, but I'm just wanting to give you, you know, a salute because you were down, the rules were set, he didn't apply by the rules, and, you know, so that makes you a winner. I believe in fair play.
Well, I think I was the winner even without that technical knockout. Besides,
regardless of the fact of the matter is, if you were winning, yeah, you're winning. But fuck, this guy lost at a forfeit. But anyway,
right. Well, yeah, he agreed.
I have a question to you though.
What's that?
Now you say that the bombs blew up as, you know, the building supposedly was collapsing.
Right.
That's what made the buildings collapse. Now, where do you hide these bombs, and when did they have time to, like, set these bombs?
I can answer that.
Yeah. Okay.
They were doing a rolling – they were doing work in the building, which they called upgrades to the building. Everybody knew that those buildings were full of asbestos. So I don't know if they used that as a cover or not, but they were doing – work on the building where they would turn off all electricity, even to the security cameras. So people were going in that building and doing work. There have been plenty of people interviewed who worked in that building who have told that they would hear banging and all sorts of noises in the floors above them, where they would evacuate everybody. They would do it on the weekends, or they would do it, but they would evacuate everybody. And there was one guy who didn't go to work on September 11th, he was a Brit. And the reason he didn't go to work was because he had spent the entire weekend, and I think Monday and Tuesday, transferring his data. He worked for a big bank. Transferring his data over to another data center because they turned off his electricity, which his agreement with the Port Authority when he rented the space was that his electricity would never be turned off, because there's banks that have hard drive systems that are 1,000 hard drives.
Yeah, they need it all linked up because, you know, if those go out, God bless America.
Right, they can't turn off. And the Port Authority or the building, whatever, said, we have to turn you off. And so they had to take all their data and move it somewhere else. And he had finished that. He was one of the last people to do something like that. He had finished that work, and he stayed home on September 11th because he had been up all night pulling all-nighters for several days to get the data somewhere else so they could turn off the electricity on them.
Some people have the best luck, huh?
Well, so there's an answer to your question how they did it, because, and you can find all these interviews on YouTube. These are just people who will tell you that, you know, the ones that survived, these are the people that will tell you that they were hearing all sorts of construction going on, and they couldn't figure out what it was, but they had turned off all the electricity so that the cameras were also off, so there was no record of it. So they could have wired that building two years prior. I don't know.
You know what? They could have. That's the thing is that I thought when I initially saw the Building 7 go down. This is what I thought. I just kind of assumed that all these big buildings are already like pre-wired to do this.
And would, like, you work in one of them?
No. I'm just saying this is like the way my mind put two and two together. This is how I kind of reasoned the whole thing. Because there was that whole Larry Silverstein thing where the quote where he's quoted as saying, "Oh, I just said let's just pull it," and I remember when I first saw that I was just like, "Yeah, just pull it. How are they got to wire up that building and everything?" And I was like, "They must just pre-wire shit like that, and they just like plug in a few extra wires or something, and just let it go." But no, after I researched it, I saw that, oh no, when they demo these buildings, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And there's a lot of, and of course, you know, I went through my little curiosity phase of 9/11 and I watched all the movies and all that stuff. And one of the things I find fascinating to look at is if you go to the Wikipedia page of the Twin Towers and just look at, they have a breakdown on one of the pages of all the different floors of the World Trade Center, of both World Trade Center towers, and what companies were located on all these floors. And to me, that tells it just adds another layer to the story for me. Like, even if you want to get really conspiracy theory-ish, we can break down the minutiae of where the planes went in at, like what companies were at what floors that they went in at. There's some interesting dots to be connected in just looking at the floors themselves of these buildings. I'll have to pull it up. I'll take a break and then I'll pull this up. But there's definitely probable this whole rigging up the building. It is possible. It is possible, because if you look at these buildings, about every 10 or 15 floors, there's an empty floor, a completely dead floor where there's no offices, nothing. And I don't know if anybody knows this, but one of these films, I think Loose Change, it might be in Loose Change, I don't know. But I saw at one point it was reported that the head of the security team in charge of security at the World Trade Center, George W. Bush's brother-in-law or like cousin or something. He's a Bush. Let's just put it that way. So there's a lot. Even if you separate yourself from the whole thing and just look at it objectively yourself, just look at what was the target that day. I mean, these two buildings, these were sort of icons for the Western world, they were sort of the icons of the financial world, the center of the financial universe. I mean, all the companies that were residents in these buildings, all Wall Street fat cat companies. And a lot of law firms. In fact, a law firm that it was at the time, I believe, uh, whatchamacallit? They employed Michelle Obama, the law firm that she broke in with, that she got her hubby, Barack, a job at, or internship at, or whatever. She hooked him up. He got some of that tail. He got some of that ass. And she got him a job at her firm. And that firm had had offices in that one of those towers that went down. And there's a lot of real estate rippleage that went through the works too. And I believe, I don't know, this is all sort of paraphrased and hearsay because it's been a while since I've got into this shit. But I'm pretty sure that company, that law firm that Michelle Obama worked for, I can't remember the name. Jew probably knows. But this law firm, apparently they had, prior to 9/11, they decided to already move their offices. Like, they were in the process of moving their offices to Midtown prior to 9/11. They had already put the wheels in motion. And so they got some real estate in Midtown at a reasonable rate. Because after post 9/11, all these companies had to relocate. Some of them scattered to other parts of Lower Manhattan, but a lot migrated up to Midtown. And you know, folks like this company, which I got to look up the name of the law firm, they got in on this. They somehow, either just by luck of the draw, happened to decide they were going to move out of the World Trade Center to go uptown to somewhere in Midtown to relocate their offices. I don't know. There's just too many coinky dinks. You know what I'm saying? And all right, so let's keep going here. I got a call here on area code 251. You're on with Vince in the Bay. What's going on?
Guess who, Vince?
Who?
Dalton.
Hey, Dalton. What's up, bro? What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Keep my voice down. I don't know why I talk that loud.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to hear. So yeah, so keep it on the DL, bro.
It's in the room with my brother. I'm in my house and my brother's across the hall. And how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. You know, I'm just hanging out. I have the Jew here. I have the Mexican, and I have a couple other people waiting to call in and get on the horn here. So you know, you're live, bro. What do you want to? Do you have something you want to talk about? Was there something that I said you want to comment on? Anything you want to discuss at this juncture?
Did you guys hear about the Celtics?
Celtics lost. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I was kind of bummed.
Me too. They gave up too many good shots.
They did give up too many. That's usually when you lose in basketball, it's because you gave up too many good shots to the other team. You're right. That's usually what the bottom line is. If at the end of the game you have more points on the board than the other team, you're pretty much good to go. You're gonna move on, yeah. And speaking of moving on, Dalton, hang on there. If you want to continue on, stay right there. I have Melissa Hopkins with me now. Melissa, what's going on, sister?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I promise not to recite Shakespeare tonight.
Oh no, that was fun last night. I wished you would have had it quicker. It took you about a half hour to dig it up, but once we got it going, it was good. I think the guys the guys that were on with us got a little kick out of that, so that was fine.
No, there's the head of the security of the World Trade Center on 9/11 was and the Angry Jew knows this because he was on my show for 2 hours today. Was a man.
I know. I actually caught part of it today.
You did. But, you snuck into my. You snuck into my chat room.
I'm working during the day, but I was able at one point to listen via my smartphone, and which is during the day when if I have a chance, if I'm walking around or whatever. Like, I listened to Ghost. I went for a walk down to the coffee shop and through the park and listen to the ghost show today. Yeah, wherever, you know, just because you don't see me in your chat doesn't mean Vince isn't listening.
Ooh. I've just discovered the ghost, by the way. I didn't know
you
who he was.
You just discovered ghosts? He's been around.
Sweet.
You know he's been around longer than you on BTR. You realize that? No, you don't.
Oh, I've been on 3 years. How long has he been on?
He's been on like five or whatever since the beginning. He's, yeah.
Wow.
He's the best. Right. He's the best thing going on BTR, hands down. No problem. Easy.
All right. So I actually like his show. But what part did you hear? My show.
The boring part? I heard the boring part.
Anyway, the head of security of the World Trade Center was a man named John Paul O'Neill. He was the second in command of the FBI in New York for years. And he stated that Osama bin Laden was the number one threat to the physical United States. And he gave a big speech in 1996 saying so. And the FBI did not like him saying that at all. And they eventually shut him out and pushed him out of the FBI after 25 years. And so his first day on the job at the World Trade Center was September 10th, Monday, September 10th. He saved over 20,000 people's lives, getting them out. But the night before, if you're familiar with New York at all, there's a famous restaurant called Elaine.
I am actually familiar with New York. I lived there for 2 years.
So do you know Elaine's restaurant on the Upper East Side?
No, I'm not a fucking snooty-ass fruit basket. Like,
it's
elitist Manhattanites. Fuck those people. I hate those people.
I've been there. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny restaurant. Run by one by the name of Elaine. She just passed away, by the way.
Oh, God bless her heart.
But she ran this.
Hey, if Dick Burns, if you're listening, there's a rip page for you. What's her name again?
Who?
What's her name again? The deceased?
Elaine.
Elaine what? What's her last name?
Oh, it's a Jewish last name. I don't remember.
Maskowitz?
I'm not sure.
Birnbaum Blumstein?
Not sure.
Sternsky Bombwitz.
She was very stern, that's for sure.
Sternwitz.
She was very stern, I'll say that. If she didn't like you, you didn't get to get in.
Stern, no? All right, anybody want to join me? Anybody want to say me? Somebody, God damn it, that woman. What are you drinking tonight, Melissa?
Why do you keep bringing that up? What happened was is that John Paul O'Neill was there with two of his FBI buddies on September 10th, the day after he started.
Hey, Dalton, what do you make of this 9/11 nonsense?
There's a lot of different things I could say.
Say one of them right now.
Well, some of it can be true, some can't. I don't know. No, yeah.
Just say some of it. It doesn't matter if it's true or false, because you know what? At this point, everybody said a lot, and I think most of it is false. So I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Well, is that one angry or one-eyed Jew?
Oh, you want the one-eyed Jew on? It's both. He's the same person. I don't know if you know this. The Skype asshole is called One Eye, but it's the same guy. Do you want to talk to him? He's here.
Yeah, I was trying to ask him.
He's chewing on his cud right now. But I can unmute him if you want to speak it.
I was trying to ask him a question the other day, but
ask him right now. Ask him right now, and I'll let him respond. Dalton.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Just ask him. He's here. He hears you.
All right. Hey, Jew.
Did you want the one-eyed Jew or the one angry Jew?
One-eyed Jew.
Oh, hold on. Let me go get him. Hello, can I help you?
Tate, that's you with both. I have a question for you. Last night I was trying to ask you a question, but I couldn't really ask you when I was on Debbie's show. When you were talking about the money problems with Building 7, I couldn't really catch what happened to the money because everything was going by and there was, they were asking you a lot of questions. So I just was wondering if you could reiterate that.
What do you mean by the money? What money?
Like the money that the money that you were talking about that was in Building 7. It was either you or someone else.
I didn't say there was money in there. I said there were records. For the investigation
money.
Into where the $3.5 trillion disappeared to that the Pentagon lost.
There was that was also Building 7 was also the central command center for Giuliani and the FBI and all sorts of alphabet soup or organizations as well. They had to destroy all the evidence.
I think that's just crazy.
Well, speaking of Building 7, I still think that a plane was destined
actually
to
hit smart.
It.
It's actually, if you're going to commit a crime, you want to destroy the evidence. So it's actually smart.
Is that right?
Yeah, a silly criminal would leave tracks, you know?
Yeah, the one thing I've noticed with the terrorists is the one thing that they messed up was when they were trying to communicate with the captain and they ended up talking to the ground instead of the passengers.
Amazing. All right. Hey, you're on with Dalton, the Jew, the Mexican, and Melissa Hopkins. If anybody wants to get in on the action, the time is now. 347-826-7667. Hey, Mexican, what's your take on this whole 9/11 nonsense? Mexican, are you there? Oh, did we lose him? All right. Fuck it. All right. Hey, you know what? I think it's time to take a little break then. And speaking of ghosts, here's some classic ghost action. I've played this a bunch of times, and some of you have probably already heard this. But I'm going to play it again. This is one of the many appearances I made on Ghost. And he should be like Ghost to Coast. You're listening Ghost to Coast. Anyway, with Ghost. Anyway, I was on his show a couple of weeks ago and admitted to him that I was getting some foreskin restoration surgery done because they passed a law here in San Francisco, or they're trying to pass an ordinance saying that outlawing circumcisions. And so I called into the ghost show and, oh man, it was almost maybe 2 weeks ago. Here it is. Check it out. I'll be right back.
I want to talk about San Francisco banning circumcisions. Yeah, believe it or not, San Francisco, the same city that allows gay bathhouses to run rampant all over the city, the same city that passes out free hypodermic needles to drug addicts, the same city that allows glory hole toe tapping, protected by the First Amendment, now they want to make a ban on circumcision. Can you believe this kind of crap? Circumcision. I mean, good God, for Christ's sake. I mean, they're going to make a law against this. I mean, I want to hear from you. I think Vince, hey, Vince, you're on the horn. You're from Cisco. What the hell do you think about, this circumcision ban?
Hey, Ghost, today it's Vinny. Vinny from Vinny in the Bay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Vinny. Hey, you doing? Hey, Vinny in the Bay. Doing
yeah,
over
forget
here.
About it. Forget about it. Yeah, so I just got back from my foreskin restoration surgery. It went great. It went great.
Are you kidding me? You had foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Hey, I'm a wise guy and everything, but I got to play by the rules just like everybody else. So you know how it is. It's the law now. So you know, I put it back on. It's all good. I got it.
Hell do you put it back on? How do you have foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Well, it's a donor program. You know how it is. You put the little pink dot on your driver's license. You know how that works? Some black guy, actually. I have black foreskin on my dick now because some black guy got in a car accident. they grafted his foreskin and put it on mine. Now I'm legal.
Well,
baby.
You know, I mean, is that adding a few inches to your pink willy there, or you know, are you just doing it so you can have a black tip, so you'll look like you know you did just the tip for some drug infested hookers? I mean, what I don't get. Why would you have a black foreskin restoration on your penis?
Well, Ghost, you know what? To be honest, TBH, full disclosure, that was the only thing they had going, and it was a lot cheaper. The homicide rate for young black males here in San Francisco is pretty high, so you know how the free market works. Supply and demand, baby, and it's a lot cheaper to get black foreskin, so that's what I'm working with, and you know, someday I'll probably go back and get Caucasian foreskin eventually when I have the means.
I mean, isn't it a little bit more sanitary to, you know, not have the foreskin? I mean, that's what I've been, you know, reading and told. I mean, is this a lie?
Well, I'm going to find out. You know, I haven't had foreskin for over 30-some-odd years. I don't want to date myself here. But yes, somebody has to. Anyhoot. Yeah, I'm going to find out. I've heard the doctors told me to keep it very clean and clean it out. You know, hourly almost. It's almost like you know, you definitely should clean it out daily, but I do it. So far, it's been kind of getting kind of moist in there. You know, if I don't.
Yeah, you know, I mean, from what I understand, I mean, you know, guys that aren't cut, you know, have a little bit of a cottage cheese problem every now and then. So just watch out for that, from what I'm told.
Yeah, I'm keeping a lookout. Right now, I just have. My short-term fix, I just put cotton balls. I put a little cotton ball in there, and that seems to do the trick. Just
a little cotton ball in there? What the hell? You it absorbs the dick cheese, or what? I don't get it. What the hell is a cotton ball supposed to do?
Yeah, it just kind of, you know. Well, some guys, the doctor gave me a package of Q-tips and said just Q-tip it a little bit, and I just said, you know what? Instead of Q-tipping, why don't I just take a little. Buy some cotton balls and just stuff a little bit of that in there and change it every couple hours, and that seems to be working out okay so far.
Yeah, man, that's sick, Vince. I mean, that's enough. You know, I mean, Vince, I used to like talking to you here, but this is something I don't really want to talk about. I mean, I am talking about it because I know San Francisco is banning circumcision, and you know, we were going to have you know some kind of a sanitary talk about it, but you know, you're really taking it to another level here.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell no, boy. Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Dance, dance, dance.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. Did you? Where's one of us?
I'm a troll. And why?
Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
right. You already know what it is. It's Vince back with you for another hour and 4 minutes. And shouts out to the love in the chat room. Talking about Chai Lewis, Debbie Daly, Dripping with Sarcasm, Evan Kuzburn, John Brand, Melissa Hopkins, Metal Talk Radio, MILFtastic, Miss Tasha, Originator, Warrior Chad. And I did say Miss Tasha, and lo and behold, Miss Tasha's on the line. Hey Tasha, how you doing, girl?
Oh, I'm good, Vince. How are you? Oh, I love the way you say my name.
Ooh, I love saying your name, Miss Tasha.
Oh, you're funny. How are you?
Oh, so good. Now that you're here, I just had a long FAP nap. I had a really early day. This whole week has been really crazy. I've had a really early long days, so I've been usually coming home and doing a little FAP nap. And the FAP nap today lasted like 4 hours. It was insane. So I'm still trying to wake up. I had some coffee and some Super Lemon Haze. And Goofy called in and gave me a report on the Sharks game. The Sharks won tonight,
wow.
So we move on to the next. On to the next round, and I've just been taking calls. It's been really a fantastic show. I haven't really had to do much. The Jew's here, so if I get tired of talking, I can just put him on, and he can just chit chat until I get tired of him, and then I'll come back. And you're here, so goddamn, we gotta have some audio compilation here on the air. Sure.
Well, I'm not staying for long, though. I know, I'm sorry.
It's okay, we can do a quickie. It's all right, we can make it this quick. It's fine. It's cool. We'll just do 69 real quick. We'll both come at the exact same time, and we'll maximize our effort there.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Right. It's not going to make for great radio because we're both going to be like... You know what I mean? That's not going to make... That's terrible.
Wow. Wow. Is that what you really sound like?
It's a close approximation, more or less.
Okay. Lovely.
Right. Oh, not as lovely as you, though. So how's everything down under right now?
Oh, everything down under is awesome. I'm actually going on vacation.
Where are you going?
I'm going to a city called Brisbane. It's on the east coast of Australia. I'm going there for 5 days. And then from there, I'm coming back next Wednesday, or this Wednesday night. And then Thursday morning, I leave for Malaysia, and I'm going there for 7 days.
Damn. All right, I'll meet you there. You know what? I think one of my goddesses are probably going to fly. We were going to be in Japan. We'd have to check on some property and investments out there, and we could easily make a quick little hop over to Malaysia and meet you kids. That'd be a little hoot. What do you think?
It'll be awesome. Come on over. I'm going with a group of friends from work. It's a work thing.
Oh, it's a work thing.
Like,
yeah,
we'll
I'll work them all. I'll work
we'll
all
be
you.
Doing work things. We'll be doing work things from like 9 to 12, and then from 12 o'clock we've got the rest of the day off. So, yeah, come along. Kuala Lumpur and Penang. So, and the awesome.
John Brand is saying Vince loves sneezing the cabbage. What does that mean? In the cabbage? What does that mean? is that an Aussie phrase? I don't know. I think he's Aussie. Yodeling in the canyon? What the hell is he talking? What are you, sex terminology?
I have no idea.
These people are retarded. I don't know what I'm not. pay attention to this nonsense.
Yeah. yeah. But come.
Right on. I think I'll be out there.
Okay, who are you bringing?
Just one of my goddess friends, female companions, if you will. Got it. I call her. She's kind of like how, you know, Charlie Sheen has his goddesses. It's just sort of a revolving door of female sidekicks. So it's sort of undetermined at this point, but I'll have a partner. Let's just say I'll have a companion. Let's just keep it at that.
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, come and play with us in Malaysia.
Yeah, we'll do it. It's a date. We'll do it. Done deal.
All right. Awesome.
Actually, let me see.
I'm there from Thursday next week till Wednesday the week after.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll get right on that. That shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, I'll talk to you offline and we'll coordinate everything. My people will call your people and all that.
Okay, sweet. Call me after the show.
Oh, absolutely, of course.
Okay. Awesome. A little bit excited now, Vince.
What's that?
I said I'm a little bit excited now, Vince.
Oh yeah, baby. We're gonna do this. Make this happen. We'll do a little. We'll do some couple swapping and all that stuff. It'll be fun. It'll be great.
Couple swapping, lovely.
Yeah, swinging, whatever they call it. I don't know, whatever it's called. I mean, hey, anything goes. Right. What happens in Malaysia stays in Malaysia.
Right. Okay. No worries. Well, I do have to go. This was just a quick hello.
Oh, I'm so happy though that you made it happen though. That was great. You have to drop in unexpectedly like this more often.
I would do it all the time, but you know your shows are on when I'm working and such.
Yeah, it's all good. I know it trips me out. You know, I've had people call in from Australia a lot actually, and it trips me out because it's usually they're a day ahead and they're literally like a different part of the day ahead, and you're in the future and you're doing the daytime. You know, yeah, it's insane.
Yeah,
it's 11.
Friday,
it's 11. Yeah, it's 11 p.m. here. It's crazy.
Nice one.
Nuts. This global community we have is just blowing my mind, people.
You come to Malaysia, you're going to be on our time.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'll be on top of everything. I'll be on your everything. I'll be on your time. If by time you mean booty.
You're retarded. Oh, my God. Sure, that's what I mean. Oh, my goodness. So, Vince, I love you, but I have to leave you.
As always, I know. You always just use me like a dirty tampon. Fine, I understand.
Oh,
I'm just
you're fucking nasty. That's gross. That's really gross. Sure. Mm-hmm. So, loving you and leaving you.
Well, hey, at least you loved me for a bit. I appreciate you coming through. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. Thank you for letting me have you.
You're funny. Okay. All right. I'm out of here.
All right.
Take care
cool.
of yourself.
You
I'll
too.
See
I'll
you
talk
in Malaysia.
To you soon. Yeah, I'll see you soon.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay, bye.
Ciao. There she goes, the one and only Miss Tasha, the sexiest thing on the globe, Miss Tasha. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'll be right back after these messages from the Arcade Fire.
One, two, three, four.
análisis de forma de vida completado, la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Vince in the Bay, back. Shouts out to the chat room. Who the hell's... Oh, my God, my computer's freezing up. I got the pinwheel of death here. Okay. Anyway, Vince back with you. Shouts to everybody in the chat room. And if you want to join the conversation, you know the number. It's right there. And yeah, it's all good. I think we still have a few people with us, including Melissa Hopkins. What's up, Melissa?
Oh, I'm just listening. You cut me off earlier, so I'm just listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
I did add in the chat room, what a sexy voice between you and Natasha.
Oh, you know what? She's just as sexy to look at, too. She's gorgeous. She's a lot of fun.
Really?
Yeah, her and I go way back. When I first got onto BTR in like 2009, mm-hmm. She was on the scene back then. She used to do shows and everything. And I used to go, there were a couple of shows that all of us went to. And for a while, a couple of months there, we were like a crew kind of riding pretty hard there on BTR. And I don't know, eventually it petered out and everybody went their separate ways. And I left BTR for like a year and just recently came back. Well, now it's... I feel like it's still...
I felt like I was watching like a private webcam or something.
Oh, what? Between me and her?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You get... I didn't tell anybody. You've all been charged $4.95 a minute for the entire show. So...
I have to sign off. I'm exhausted. Like I said in the chat
room.
Me too.
Yeah, let's go to bed. Come on, let's go to bed.
The angry Jew knows why. But I'm finally going to be able to sleep.
Okay. Very well then.
All right then.
Good night. Take care, Melissa. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate it.
I love listening to your show.
Cool. I'm glad you keep coming back. It's really good having you, and you're always a great sport. And lay easy on the booze. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to my show. I'm glad. Even if it was for 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, you know, I'm following you on BTR. Like, I'm a bleep BTR slut. I follow everybody, so I get the updates. And if I can, I'll click on the email and go to the link. Sometimes it's on my phone. And sometimes not. Whatever.
Cool.
But you're on usually on early in the morning, and I'm usually working
in bed.
I'm either asleep. Yeah, I'm either asleep or working. And if I can listen at work, I listen on my phone more than likely.
So that's why I never really see your name. You're like guest 156 or something.
I don't even know if it shows up as a guest when you listen on your phone. Does it?
I think it does. Yeah. But we had a good show today. We had a very good show today. I had all my boys on with me. And they were all well behaved. Even the angry Jew was well behaved. And a shout out to Angry Jew. I watched all the videos, by the way.
Oh my God, you poor thing.
Oh, I think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. Not that you're putting me to sleep, Vince, but it's that soothing voice of yours, I think, that calms me down.
Yeah, it calms me down, too. In fact, I'm so calm right now, I'm ready to go to sleep myself. I just had a nap, too. I just had a big old nap. I should be awake, but I'm, like, ready to take another nap.
Well, don't take a nap in the middle of the show.
Oh, man. If the Jew comes back, I probably will have no choice because, thank
well,
God, he dropped off.
Well, he's still in the
off.
Chat room.
I don't know. He dropped off the line. I don't know.
Mm.
The Mexican's still here. Hey, Goofy, are you still there? What's up? No, Goofy is not there. All right, Melissa. Well, I won't keep you. Thanks for coming through, sister. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, bye.
Melissa Hopkins, everybody. Melissa Hopkins. So I guess the Mexican's just listening. Dalton, you're still here with me, right?
Right.
So what else is new, Dalton?
Not much. I got a question for you, Vince.
Sure. What's up?
Have you ever been on another BTR show and you just try to explain something about yourself and then the host just blurts out your whole number?
No. No, the host says my home number? No. You mean like they read it off the switchboard type of thing?
Yeah.
No, that has not happened to me. I've heard ghosts. I don't know if he says the whole number, but I think he says the area codes for sure.
I was on this.
Why?
I was on this one show earlier. It was like some kind of music show. And the guy likes it when I'm on, and we were talking for a little bit. And he asked me what was going on. I told him I was looking for a job. He's like, "Well, all right, yo, he's looking for a job. You can reach him at." And he just puts out my number.
Without your consent? Didn't ask you?
Without my consent. He just, after
yeah,
I just said
not,
I'm looking
right.
for a job,
yeah,
he said,
yeah. Yeah, that's not right. I'm sorry that happened to you, man. Yeah, that's not cool.
Tomorrow night I'm going to say something if he's on tomorrow night.
You should. You should call in and say, "Hey, I don't appreciate you giving out my personal information without my consent."
What
show
is
it? Do you mind naming the name of the host?
I can't think of his name. I don't know. I think the show might still be on. If it is, I can check.
Yeah, let me know, and I'll tell you what I think of him. And if it's somebody
on,
I know, if
that's
something, if it's somebody I know, if it's somebody I know, I'll say something to him.
All right. Let me see if his show's still on. Give me just a minute.
Yeah. No problem. No problem. All the time in the world. In fact, you know what? I have so much time on my hands. I can play another classic Vince in the Bay cut. This is another track of me hanging out on another show. Speaking of other hosts, there's this chick. She does Chalk Talk or Chocolate City, or I think is the name of her show, Chocolate City. Whatever. Her name's Coco or something like that. She's like this black porn star, and she's got this show on BTR. It's crazy. She like has sex on the air and stuff. It's nuts. And, so I called in her show. I got some balls. I man-upped and got some gonads and took my testicles onto her show and had my way with her. And here it is. Check it out.
Vince in the Bay, what kind of fucker are you?
I am a sensual, erotic fuck. I will take you on a magic carpet ride. Speaking of carpets, I like to. I have a pretty good tongue. Pretty good working tongue myself. I enjoy a nice little slack. I'm much more. Can we settle down in the background? Could somebody like simmer down back there, please?
Yeah. What? Hold on. Let me see. Okay.
That's much better.
Have good carpet skills?
I do have good carpet skills. I'm good at munching carpet. I am
Well, is this us talking
I'm more
right
of
now?
A giver than a receiver. You know, I enjoy receiving, don't get me wrong, but I think I gain more pleasure from pleasuring someone else. I'm very fond of the female form, done a lot of research on the subject. I usually, when I view pornography, I tend to gravitate towards women-on-women action or just solo action. I really enjoy seeing females doing it solo, you know, because nobody knows how to do it to yourself better than yourself, right? So I've seen over the years, done a lot of extensive research and put a lot of my research into practice, and I've gotten good results so far. I haven't gotten too many complaints. So I like to think I know how to work the tongue.
Great.
Oh, wow. That's a mouthful right there.
Oh, I got more for you, sister. There's plenty more where that came from. I'm a huge fan of your show, and literally and figuratively, I've got a boner right now. And I think the last show I caught of yours, you were literally having intercourse on the air. You were doing a scene. And you were hosting a show at the same time, and I thought, you know, this is the girl for me. This is the kind of show that I want to aspire to. And if there's something I can incorporate, performing or all sorts of sexual activity while hosting my show, I think that's a win-win for the listeners and the host.
Yeah, everybody wins. I get a good nut, they get a good listen, they bust a couple of nuts, the artist gets to tell his story and be like, wow, I had to really focus on what the hell I'm doing while she's fucking and sucking and I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
very impressed.
The next one is going to be live with the artist there.
That's what's up. I dig
it. I'm sorry, I missed the name of the person that we have on right now.
This is Vince in the Bay.
That's
hello.
Right. Hello, and who are
this
you?
This is Princess Nay.
Princess Nay. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you also.
And we have Mr. G.A. on the line.
How's it going, Chief? How's it going, man?
Good. I'm sorry, it was Mr. what?
G.A.
G.A., like Georgia?
Yes,
yeah.
Right. Is that where you're calling from, Georgia?
Yeah.
And then we have Miss Precious on, and she's from Ocala, Florida.
Oh, hey. We're all over the place. So you guys are, for the most part, all based
East
in
Coast.
The South. East Coast, mostly
yeah.
In the South. That's cool. Yeah, I'm out in the West Coast. I'm in the Bay Area, hence Vince in the Bay. No, it's not Tampa Bay. It's not Green Bay. It's the San Francisco Bay.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That will work.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tonight is going to be fun. It's Free Ball Friday.
Free Ball Friday? Meaning everybody that's listening is not wearing any underwear?
Exactly. You got it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
And then once the show's over, we all take off our pants and play with ourselves.
Oh, wow.
I might have to take advantage of that.
Oh,
I need
please.
To release some stress.
Abuse it. Use it and abuse it, sister.
I think I will. I really think I will.
I love it. I'm following you on Twitter, too. I'm watching you.
Oh, please do. Have you joined my site yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't taken that deep of a dive, but I am following you on Twitter, and I listened to you on BTR a bit. Yeah, tell me about your site.
I'm
not familiar.
I'm putting the link up in the chat room. I can't spell today. It's my adult site.
Ooh.
Yes, you get to see what you heard from the show. Oh, man, I did that wrong. I swear, you're making me nervous. Very nervous. I can't even type
this
my name with it. I'll shut the hell up.
I have something that can shut her up. I'll put something in her mouth for her.
I like that.
And
what
are we talking about?
Holy camel toe, Batman. Holy camel toe, Batman. I personally just like natural boobs no matter what size they are. I prefer them to be large.
But if they're small, so be it. Some of my favorite porn stars that I feed off to all the time that have small little boobies. And I was thinking the first one that came to mind for me was India Summer. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I don't look at porn.
Oh, India Summer is this white chick. She's like a MILF now, I guess. She's like in her 40s or whatever, 50s maybe now. But she's got a rocking little body. She's got a little body like you, I would say. But she's a little white girl. And she's got little teeny boobies. But she's hot and she's smoking. And like I'd die to hook up with this chick. And I wanted to find an example of like a really hot porn star that I could, that doesn't have fake boobies, that's got small little natural little boobs, but still is rocking it hardcore. And if you came on my show, I think you'd be awesome to help give her an ego boost.
Oh, hell yeah, I'll come on in and give her more than an ego boost. But tell them fuckers, you better take me as I am. Come put this titty in your mouth and shut up.
That's what's up. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, that's perfect.
Does anybody have any other questions for Mr. Vincent DeBay?
What a silly Negro.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
The Game Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Represent the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell nah, boy. Vincent the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slump troll.
That's right.
Cactus.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Dance, dance, dance.
Thank you, very nice. Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. The dude. Where's one on?
I'm a troll. For one.
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
Hey, it's Vince back with you. We got about a half hour to go in the show. If you want to jump in here, the lines are wide open. It's it's just me and Dalton now. Hey, Dalton, what's going on, bro? What else is on your mind right now, dude?
My girlfriend and the number that I had the front that I was talking about earlier. The host.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, did you figure it out?
Checked it, and his show isn't going to be on until sometime tonight, or, you know, not tonight, but you know what I mean.
It's later. It's not on right now.
Well, it's going to be on around, I think about 9 or 10 p.m.
9 or 10 p.m.
I think it ends right before your show starts.
Oh, what? Okay, what's the name of the guy?
That's the thing. I can't remember. I know. Let me see if I can find the name of the show, if you can just keep my line hot.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Go for it. No problem. All right, so Dalton's going to try to figure out what show it is. Debbie Daly in the chit chat room talking about lime green nail polish. Okay. Good times, good times, good times. Debbie Daly, if you want to you want to join us here, Dalton and I are at your bidding if you so desire to join us. Lines are wide open. I welcome anybody and everybody to come on. If not, I'm just going to keep blabbering on here, talking to Dalton, waiting for Dalton. I'm actually just vamping so Dalton can lock down this this thing. But you know what? It never fails is checking up on the news. What happened? I always miss stuff on the internet when I have a long, busy day, and I don't get a chance to log in. So I have to, from time to time, check out what's going on in the world, what sort of catastrophe. And so here's from, so I usually turn to the Drudge Report, of course. And it looks like the headline there is SEAL helmet cams recorded entire raid. So the entire Bin Laden raid was recorded on camera. Okay. So why don't we get to see that, huh? Don't you think we should see that? It's out of CBSNews.com. A new picture has emerged Thursday of what really happened the night the Navy SEALs swooped in on Osama bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. Thank God, we're going to find out what the real story is. Oh man! Not only do we not get the full 9/11 story itself, but now we're getting different stories about the actual killing of the guy allegedly responsible for 9/11. But CBS News national security correspondent David Martin reports the 40 minutes it took to kill bin Laden and scoop his archives into garbage bags were all recorded by tiny helmet cameras worn by each of the 25 SEALs. Officials reviewing those videos are still reconsidering a more accurate version of what happened. Yeah, I would hope so now that they got the goddamn fucking cameras from each of these guys. And we now know that the only firefight took place in the guest house, where one of bin Laden's couriers opened fire and was quickly gunned down. No one in the main building got off a shot or was even armed, although there were weapons nearby. The SEALs first saw bin Laden when he came out of on the third floor landing. They fired, but missed. He retreated to his bedroom, and the first SEAL through the door grabbed bin Laden's daughters and pulled them aside. Wait, you kidding me? They have the fucking video on him? Or no, it's like a stimulated thing. Damn. The first SEALs saw bin Laden when he came out on the third floor landing. They fired but missed. He retreated to his bedroom, and the first SEAL through the door grabbed bin Laden's daughters and pulled them aside. When the second SEAL entered, bin Laden's wife rushed forward at him, or perhaps was pushed by bin Laden. The SEAL shoved her aside and shot bin Laden in the chest. A third SEAL shot him in the head. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee went to CIA headquarters Thursday to view photos the SEALs took of bin Laden's body. There were probably maybe four or five or six photos. Four, five, or six? This guy, Representative C.A. Dutch Ruppersberger. Are you kidding me? Motherfuckers in Maryland elected a representative named C.A. Dutch Ruppersberger. Are you goddamn kidding me? I'm not making this shit up. Check this out. C.A. Dutch Ruppersberger. That's somebody's name. Check it out. I'm not fucking shitting you. Patoink. Say that name five times fast. C.A. Dutch Ruppersberger. Yeah. He's out of Maryland. A Democratic representative out of Maryland. And he says, quote, "There are just a couple of body shots. He was like in a white undersuit and a tan robe." The electronic files the SEALs carted away from bin Laden's compound contain, among other things, the names of terrorist operatives, which until now were unknown to U.S. intelligence. The files also contain a small 12-page journal of bin Laden's handwritten notes about launching a major attack against the United States. He instructed against using Arabs because they arouse too much. No, he's instructed against using Arabs because they arouse too much suspicion to go after. He said to go after trains and to time the attacks to coincide with the 10th anniversary of September 11th. There are also messages to his senior lieutenants and to Al-Qaeda affiliates urging them not to waste time on small local operations and to focus their efforts on the United States. Ruppersberger said, quote, he kept all the that information and all, and he kept all of that data, computers, hard drives, and this is what we're analyzing, and it shows that his focus was clearly the United States. U.S. officials cannot understand why bin Laden apparently left what amounts to be the keys to his terrorist kingdom. Yeah, of course. How convenient. Oh, he just happened to have the keys to his terrorist kingdom on him. What an idiot. Just lying around. Yeah, this shit was just laying around his apartment or whatever, his freaking estate, whatever the hell that was. I heard some guy call into Ghost Show today and say that in reality that bin Laden was really under house arrest, that he was under in a garrison town, a military town, and he was under house arrest at this compound. He was not, and he was under protection of the Pakistani military and the Pakistani government, and basically, we give the Pakistanis something like $1 billion or $2 billion a year, and over the past, I don't know, 5 or 10 years, we've given them over $20 billion, and for military mostly, and George Bush is the one that's saying, hey, we shouldn't, anybody who harbors terrorists are enemies, right? You're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Well, hello. Pakistan is harboring, has been harboring bin Laden. So I think, I think we should stop giving them money, don't you think? Like, paying them off is not working. You know, they're still fucking with us. So how about cut off the money supply and see where they go from there. Anyway, whatever. Hey, Dalton, did you find that shit? What's up? Dalton, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Is this thing on? Dalton, hello? Hello? All right, fuck it. Anyway, you're here with Vince in the Bay. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the numero. And I guess I'm just going to keep rolling with it here. Maybe take another little break and hear some music. If you have requests, if you want to hear something. Hey, Dalton, are you there?
Yeah, Dalton. I got the name of the show.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Finding God's Protection Inside.
Finding God's Protection?
Correct. Inside.
Inside what?
That's all. That's it. That's the name of the show.
Okay. Very well, then. I will look into it, bro, and see if I can't help bring justice to this situation, because it's not cool that this dude's fucking with you like that. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I've had a lot of bad things happen to me in the past anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. It's all good, bro. All good in lay hood. All right, we got 20 minutes to go. 20 minutes to wrap this little shindig up in a pretty little bow and send it on its way. If you want to hop in on this action while it's hot, do it now, kids. Sense of the bye.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
What do you think of that SEAL helmet cam footage thing from the Bin Laden raid?
I haven't really seen that. Vince, I'm not in front of a computer.
Oh, did you hear me talking about it?
Yeah, I did hear you talking about it. I haven't seen it, though.
Okay. What is the Jew? The Jew's talking some smack in the chat room here. Debbie says, "Be right back. I'm going to claw my way to the kitchen." And then the Jew says, "Be careful, Vince doesn't. Oh, be careful, Vince doesn't knock you out, so he can get there first." Dude, I would like to let you know that in the 3 months, I moved to San Francisco like 3 months ago, and over the course of those 3 months, I lost over 30 pounds. 37 pounds I lost over the last 3 months. That's over 10 pounds a month. Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty, pretty good. And you know what? I haven't really been exercising much at all. I mean, I walk or ride a bike every day. But
I walk about 1,000 steps a day, and that's no lie. I have a
1,000 steps a day.
Mhm.
Wow, how do you count them? How do you know?
I have the newest version of the iPod Nano they came out with.
Uh huh.
And it has a pedometer built into it, and use that.
I bet you I have that on my iPhone. I have this app called AppZilla, and it's got like 1,000 apps within the app, and I'm sure they have that on there. Let me check it. Hang on.
I don't know what app you're talking about. Debbie was asking me about this last night. Last night. It's called, it's one of the Nike apps. It comes with it's basically the shoe that comes with the app, or that you have to have with the app, has a sensor in it, and it will count how many steps you've done.
That's badass, dude.
I haven't really used it. I've just heard about it.
That's awesome, dude. All right, so I got a message here from Metal Talk Radio. Shouts to Metal Talk for coming through. He's got his band, City Sleeps. As the City Sleeps. I think that's the name of his band. Metal Talk, clarify. You know, just post it in the chat room. Metal Talk, you're welcome to promote your band. You know, you don't have to be bashful about that. Metal Talk Radio is a longtime friend of the show. He has a band, and their band is playing this big festival coming up in a week or two, I think. But Metal Talk, please, by all means, paste that into the chat room and send me some tracks, dude, that I can play for your from your band. would love to help spread the word of your band. Oh yeah, I have these other friends of mine, Outer National. They got a Kickstarter campaign going on. That's what you should get doing, Metal Talk. Don't do none of this PayPal shit. Do the Kickstarter. That's the new shit, dude. Everybody's doing Kickstarter. I had these guys on last night. They're from they're doing their web series, Help I'm Alive, and they're trying to raise funds for their production through Kickstarter. Bands, of course, use Kickstarter to raise money to get to pay for like their expenses on tour. My friends Outer National, they're doing a Kickstarter campaign to raise money to produce their new record. And so there's a lot of shit going on with Kickstarter. Metal Talk Radio, I would suggest that you certainly look into Kickstarter as, you know, a potential venue or another platform for you to get your band out there.
Well, we're talking about music. Have you ever heard of the music group Celtic Woman?
No.
You need to check them out. They are awesome. I've gone to 2 concerts already. They are really cool.
That's badass, dude. I'm impressed. I love going to live shows. My favorite thing to do is to go to live shows, and I'm also, my two favorite things to do are filmmaking and watching live music. And I have been fortunate enough to actually meld the two together and do a lot of live music filmmaking. And it was, for a while there, good 2 or 3 years, it was an obsession, dude. Like, it was more than a hobby, you know what I mean? And I just love live music, and I love documenting it. And I also love, but the great thing is, you know, I did get obsessed for a while, and I wouldn't even go like to a live show without bringing at least one video camera and recording it somehow. But now I've kind of like let that go a little bit, and now I go to shows and I just enjoy the show. Like, I still have my flip camera, and if I, you know, I'll still get a little bit of footage if I can, just to say, hey, you know, just to remember it by. But I don't get obsessive with it like I used to. But if I want to, I can go all out and do like a multi-camera shoot with multi-track recording and just go all out and do some proper shit. Like, I'm down for that too. But when I do it, I want to do it like hard, you know. But at the same time, I like to just sometimes just not do any of that and just enjoy the show. One thing that has really like annoyed me over the past like 4 or 5 years with the development of the smartphones and everything is, now it seems like when you go to shows, it's not even about the show anymore. It's to people. It's just about putting your camera up in the air and recording you on your phone or whatever, or your flip cam, recording the video so you can upload it to YouTube right when you get home. It's more about that than actually experiencing the show now, and that kind of turned me off for a while. After a while, I did a lot of tour concert videography for a lot of different bands for a while. And it was really fun, but that was the thing after the years kind of went on and the cell phone technology developed further, and these smartphones got super, like, got smart. That was one of the things that kind of turned me off from concert videography, and I've kind of shied away from it. And like, I'm back now and getting into like radio and stuff, or internet radio, podcasting, whatever. And
I can give you the website if you want to put it in your chat and check it out later.
Yeah. What is it?
www.celtic with an S woman.com. Celtic, you know, like
Celtic. You mean Celtic? It's pronounced Celtic.
Yeah, but.
But it looks like Celtic. I know what you mean. Okay. Spell it again. Just spell it out.
Celtic. I believe I'm spelling
S,
it right. I hope I am.
S? You said S?
S as in Sam.
Uh-huh.
E as in Echo. L as in Lima. T as in Tom. I as in Info. C as in Cat. woman.com.
No, it's are you sure it's Celtic and not, are you sure it's not with a C? You said with an S. I went to with the S and it didn't. You sure it's an S? You sure it's not a C? CelticWoman.com? Yeah, there you go. CelticWoman.com. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
UK tour just announced. Songs from the Heart live concert. Is that what you're talking about?
That's it.
Yeah, it's Celtic Women, all right? And it's with a C.
I apologize.
Yeah, no worries, dude. No worries. I got it, though. We're all good. We're covered, bro. There you go, kids. Oh, my God. Hey, shouts to the chat room. We got about 7 minutes left. And Debbie Daly, Dripping with Sarcasm, Katie, Metal Talk Radio, MILF, Sexy, and Spermy are all here. And I appreciate you guys hanging through the entire duration of the program down to the bitter end. Also, very, very, very excited to see Sexy Mojo in the building. That's always a good thing. Wow, we're just coming out of the woodwork tonight. Miss Tasha was here earlier. Sexy Mojo's here now. MILFtastic's been in the building the entire time. Spermy the Cat. I'm a big fan of Spermy the Cat. I'm really stoked to have him in my chat room. I know Spermy is kind of notorious. I think if I'm not mistaken, Spermy is one of Ghost's the Ghost Show's biggest fans. I might be mistaken, but I think that's where I know him from, is he hangs out with Ghost.
Anyway, but if you get a chance, check it out.
Okay.
They update every once in a while, and you might want to go and see them when they come to your area.
Oh, absolutely. I will certainly look them up. If they CelticWomen.com. Oh, they got the tour diary. Let's see their tour dates. Let's see if they're coming around. They're in St. Louis, Missouri, Nashville, Tennessee, blah, blah, blah. Nope. They're going to be in Austin, Texas. They're going to be in Texas, all over Texas. Looks like they're going to be in Missouri, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. That's it. Is this country music or Celtic music? I don't know. Meet the Girls. Oh, it's Meet the Girls. Oh, wow, they're hot. Are you familiar with all the girls?
Yeah, watch them perform, and I've seen their DVDs and everything. And Marie, the violinist, she can get this, Vince, dance and play the violin at the same time.
Oh, dude, I saw some chick the other day, and I have a video of it, too, and I'll fucking post it one of these days. Of this chick that I saw play with Gabby Lala. I had a guest on my show. You can check in the archive. Her name's Gabby Lala. And one of the chicks in her band, she plays violin and she hula hoops at the same time.
Cool.
Yeah,
well,
pretty amazing. I witnessed it myself, and I got to tell you, it was impressive. And it didn't look that hard, though. I think if I knew how to play violin and hula hoop, I think I could probably do them both at the same time.
You should see Marie, because she even gets up and kicks while she's playing.
I'll tell you who I like. You know who my favorite Celtic woman is? Lisa.
Who?
Lisa. Oh, yeah. I like Lisa. Oh, yeah. She's hot. Oh, God, I want to meet Lisa. When are they going to come to California? Check those ladies out. Shouts. Oh, the Jew. The Jew's going nuts in the chat room. Wow. Just as we're getting ready to wrap things up here, things are popping off in the chat room. Spermie's in there, and the Jew is going on about God knows what he's talking about on there. Anyway, I think that's it, kids. Before we get out of here, Dalton, do you have any final thoughts before we sign off?
Just as my saying goes, my two sayings, my first one is live life to the fullest, and the second one is Everyone has a disability. You just have to know where to find it.
Right on, man. Appreciate it. That's Dalton. Dropping knowledge. Oh, yeah, motherfuckers. Well, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm going to get the hell out of here. I thank everybody for calling in, especially Goofy, Melissa, the Jew, Dalton, and Miss Tasha. And I guess, wow, it's Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. That's crazy. The week's almost over. So tomorrow will be Free Ball Friday. Join me for that, won't you? Probably be same time, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And in the meantime, check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Also YouTube, youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. If you want to send me a request or any hate mail or fan mail, whatever you want to, just drop me a line. I'll read it on the air if you want. I love doing fan mail. I don't have a lot of it, so I don't really do it, but maybe at one point I could do a segment. It's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. And that's going to do it for me. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate the love. I will catch you again on the Philippa side. And, peace out, yo. Twitter.com/VinceIn. Twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. All right, peace out, late.
Like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a touch of repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. Crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage bales, used to be a fag hag. Such as that's a tango, skipped the life and dango. A certain aunt princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so ditty, she had to get a push, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Neon King Kong standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer, I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. But dance to the beat, shuffle my feet,
wear a shirt and tie and run with the creek, cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game, stabbed that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park, cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last glass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. You say what? It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The places you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thug pimps and pushers and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused to serve like hell, till one day you was found hung dead in a cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold and your body swung back and forth, but now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl, man?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like Cowboy, man.
Cool.
Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
Westfield and Raheem, man.
Yeah,
what's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to the beach, man.
Check out June, bro.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
Come on, y'all, dog, man.
Why?
Yeah, she got hurt bad.
What's happening?
Freeze. Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all
hop in.
Get him up.
Yo, man, we down with Grand Master the Flash and the Fury.
That's the problem.
Is that a gang?
Any noise, a noise, an oyster, but a noisy noise, a noise, an oyster most.